Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in sugar town.
Last week, we looked at some hard statistics about diabetes and Americans' growing weight epidemic. Though sugar is not the only culprit, it is certainly holding a smoking gun. It is linked to heart disease, strokes, liver disease, inflammation, and so much more. The bottom line is, we need to cut our added sugars out. The American Heart Association recommends no more than 6 teaspoons or 100 calories of added sugar daily for women and no more than 9 teaspoons or 150 calories for men, even less for children. When the Journal of the American Medical Association went to press in January 2014, it reported that most adults in the U.S. consume about 22 teaspoons of added sugars daily, almost 4 times the allowance recommended for women and almost 3 times the allowance for men. One of the greatest things we can do for ourselves and our loved ones is to cut back on sugar in its many forms, but especially the forms added to such things as soft drinks, juices, candies, and desserts. One 12-ounce Coke has 39 grams of added sugar, about 10 teaspoons. And I recently found a Three Musketeers bar. You know, the kind that's at just about every checkout line from the gas station to the office supply store. That had 36 grams of added sugar in it. The 36 grams of added sugar is the equivalent of 9 teaspoons. Now don't get me wrong, I'd love a Three Musketeers bar as much as the next guy. In fact, I'd love a whole box of them. But I'm not going to waste my precious allowance of sugar scoops on a single bar. Not every day, anyway. So one thing that should be helpful to remember is the old adage, all things in moderation. Too much of anything, even a good thing, is simply too much. Unfortunately, added sugar just provides empty calories, and limiting it is the best rule of thumb most of the time. There are special occasions when it pays to throw away all the diet rules and splurge on a dessert. But if we eat too many desserts or make it a daily habit, that's when the problems begin. Next week, we'll talk about seeing hidden sugars on ingredient lists and what product labels mean.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for healthy living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.